Welcome to the Speaker's Practice and our Friday Forum. Hi, I'm Adrienne McLean, the founder of the Speaker's Practice. The Friday Forum is for business people. This is a free 30-minute session where you will meet amazing business people who have experience in a wide variety of topics. You will hear fabulous approaches from experts in their field. We're thrilled today to have Cosmina Neshki join us. Hi, Cosmina.
Hi, and thank you for having me, Adrienne.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Cosmina is a personal and corporate image brand specialist who works together with her clients to build a productive, creative, profitable, and sustainable professional and personal brand. Her dedication to quality and customer service has transformed the lives of private clients over the past 9 years. Cosmina delivers tailored in-house programs to private organizations, retailers, government departments, legal firms, community groups, and schools. Her programs are always informative, interactive, and fun, whilst at all times ensuring that the brand of their organization and that of its employees is in sync. Cosmina is a highly regarded coach, specialist, stylist, dynamic speaker, MC, author, and trainer. She has a realistic understanding of the fundamental elements needed to build a professional image, primarily visual presence, communication and rapport, and including inner strength. In today's multi-generational workplace, your image and your professional image must be credible, authentic, and likable across the generations. Cosmina's commitment to her clients through customized programs enables professionals to develop an image that is accepted and respected by all generations. Wow, Cosmina, that includes a lot.
It does. There's lots to do.
Yes. So our topic today is communicate with impact, and this is so relevant for today's business people and workplace in general. So we'll get started.
Okay.
So what are the areas that really impact on communication?
Firstly, communication is vital in all areas of business. The quality of communication impacts not only workflow between workers, as it creates harmony if it's good communication. Communication in that case always needs to be clear and concise. Communication also impacts relationships between employees, their existing and their future clients. You may have a product or service that is great. Clarifying and repeating ineffective messages wastes time, money, and causes staff frustration and disengagement. So if you can't relay the right message about your product or service, whatever your business is, and including simply as a professional, if you cannot relay the right message to your existing or your future clients, then ultimately as a business you can't sell it and you can't sell yourself. So good communication skills are fundamental for the success of any organisation. You also need to remember that communication doesn't simply mean verbal communication. We're also talking about written communication. And today, with modern technology, we're talking about social media, the internet, our website, all forms of communication, whether you're talking about professionals or your business as a whole. What your emails, for example, can say about you, or what your website can say about you, is incredible. And if you're not actually there to explain what your website says when somebody's looking at it, or you're not there when somebody's reading your email, so if they're not clear and concise, then you're not getting your message across. You know, if you're meeting someone and they're constantly asking you for clarification, or if a future prospect says to you, oh, you know, what does your website say about, what does your website actually mean, or what do you actually do, then you know that you have problems with your communication. So the impact of your communication is vital as a professional and as a business. It can ultimately mean the success or failure as your business and the success or failure of your career.
Amazes me about this is that it's not only speaking you're talking about, but it's all this these other areas of communication, such as your website and social media, being in the workplace, it involves so much.
It does, absolutely. Because nowadays, you know, we in the past, you basically just picked up the phone and you spoke to somebody. You know, you tried to sell your product door to door, or your services tried to sell door to door. But nowadays, we have so many forms of communication. Great, verbal communication is still the biggest impact that you can make on your product and service. But, you know, people first will search you over social media, or they'll search you on LinkedIn, or they'll find your product or your website and see what you do. And that is their first engagement with you as a professional and as a business owner. So if that isn't clear and concise, then you won't get to the next step, and you won't be able to successfully sell your product or service.
That makes a lot of sense. So where does communication and branding connect for a business?
They're vital. They connect together. The first thing I think you need to remember is that branding is not about a product or service. It's actually about a feeling or an emotion customers or new customers get when they mention when somebody mentions your product or service, or mentions your you as a professional. So ultimately, it's about consumer behavior. So if you can't get the right message across, then the brand or consumer behavior will be not what you expect it to be. So how does communication and branding connect with your business? Well, a brand involves all ways, you know, communication and your brand are connected. You need to remember that branding communication can take different forms, and as we mentioned before, it takes on the forms of your employee is part of your brand. So they need to connect and communicate correctly with your consumers. Written communication, what it says, how it says it, the way things look, the colour of your logos, it's all about consistency. Your communication must be consistent in all forms of messaging that you're sending out to your clients and your future clients. So there's a great connection there. If you have a great product or service, you might think it's really good, but if you're not getting the right message out there, if you're not communicating that right message to people, then ultimately you just have a product or service that's sitting there. You want people to understand what it is. You know, as a professional, if you're not getting your right message out there about who you are and what you're saying, it's exactly the same as a product or service. So you really need to be able to send that correct message out there in whichever form you decide to use as a platform, whether it's, you know, paper media, whether it's print media, whether it's public speaking. Your brand and the communication method that you use have to be in sync. At all times, regardless of what platform you use, I think you really communication needs to be clear, concise, and relevant to the audience that you're sending that message out to. And always remembering that maybe that audience would change. You know, you look at an example which could be, say, Apple. They have a great brand out there. You know, you think of Apple, you can almost picture in your mind what their employees look like, what type of personality they have. You can picture in your mind what type of store they have, the packaging they have for their products. Think of, you know, without even touching your computer, you could probably imagine what the website looks like. It's all consistent. Their form of communication is consistent and clear, and follows the same lines in all forms of communication.
With this, your message is so important. So how do you work on that message? With Apple, the message is clear, it's modern, it's innovative, it's progressive. How did they work on that and get this sort of fine-tuned message?
Absolutely, Adrian. A lot of it, I think, is trial and error. You know, I think when they first came out, when Apple came out, you know, many, many, many years ago, they didn't have the same brand or the same behaviour from their customers that they do have now. A lot of it is research. A lot of it is looking at, you know, at your competitors and what they're doing. A lot of it could be looking at doing your own research online and seeing what other people are doing and how people are communicating their message if they're in the same industry as you, but also by questioning your customers. You know, what do they expect from you? What do they think that your product or service should be like, because ultimately you want to sell a product that you can, or a service that a lot of people will want. It comes down to research, trial and error, and then being able to modify it so that your brand actually suits your targeted market, whoever they are. You've got to be organic with it, especially if, as a business owner, in the first few years of your business, you really need to be organic in your brand. And until you have it clear in your mind and clear in the mind of your customers and future customers exactly what you stand for and what your product or service is. So yeah, it can take time, Adrian. It doesn't happen overnight, definitely.
So it's like with speaking, we're promoting and teaching that you need to speak to your audience, and it's the same with every type of communication.
Absolutely. Every form of communication, you need to speak to them, and then you need to listen. A lot of it, we can all listen, we can all speak, and we can all, ramble off what product or service or who we are or what we represent. But I think the most important thing is listen to what the reaction is from other people after what we've said, or after we've sold them our product, or after we've sold them our service, or after we've engaged with them, after we've interacted with them as a professional. What reaction do we get from them? Communication, the key thing to communication as well is that it goes both ways. We communicate to our clients, and whether it's speaking on stage or whether it's a business who's got product or service, we're trying to communicate a message to them. But a successful person will be really proactive and take in what message it's getting back from them. So it's a two-way, it's a two-prong effect. And rather than be reactive, if you get negative feedback or negative comments, you need to be proactive and actually use that information to grow and develop your skills.
Well, let's move on to the next question, which is that, how can we develop our communication skills?
As a professional, your communication skills is what sets you apart from your competitors and from your colleagues, and it takes time to build these communication skills. I think the first thing you need to remember is that communication is actually a tool, and if you develop it and if you work with it, you can actually achieve your goals and objectives a lot sooner and a lot faster than most others. You also need to remember that communication is a skill, because once you've learnt this skill, you can use it repeatedly. It will become sort of second nature to you. You can develop and learn this skill through training and ultimately through practice. It's a bit like, public speaking. The best way to calm nerves and get your your message out there is to do a lot more public speaking, So communication skills is about that. It's about knowing and understanding the areas that you need to develop and improve. And it may not be verbal communication. It could be your written communication. It could be the message that you're sending when you're sending a letter or an email nowadays. It could be the message that you're sending when you're texting, and it's being aware how that skill will help you progress to whatever goal or objective you have. When developing your skills, you need to keep in mind, you really need to know what you're sending out there. When you speak, you need to know what you're talking about ultimately. So you need to develop your technical command over the subject matter that you're talking about as an individual. And in any profession, people will only listen to you if you actually have something worthwhile to say. So develop your technical side, but also develop your skills in that. Be aware of your audience. Tailor your message to your audience. If you're a public speaker or if you're a professional, be aware that who you're talking to within your workplace or with clients, they can be anybody within five generations nowadays. You could be working with anybody, or you can speak into an audience that has an array of generations seated in front of you. You could be talking to a baby boomer, a Generation Z, a Generation Y. Tailor your message so that they all understand. And like we just said, ultimately, the best way to develop your skills is to listen to what people are saying. You know, get feedback, get reaction, and practice, practice, practice.
Yes. One area that I find that I've needed to work on is actually the copy in the websites. Is there a special way of writing that copy for the website? Because it's different to
absolutely
writing a blog and public speaking, for instance. There's a certain way.
Absolutely.
How's it approached?
Absolutely different. You know, when we're writing totally different. You know, when you're texting, you've got 140 characters. You know, when you're tweeting, you've got 140 characters. When you're sending an email, you know, you can almost tell the age of a person by the type of email they write. You know, is it short and concise, or is it three paragraphs? You can tell the age of a person almost by their email. You know, a website, for example, first of all, you need to decide what's the purpose of your website and what is the message, or what brand, or what do you want to get out there, and write a copy according to that. At all times, you know, you want to keep people on your page, on your website. So it has to be engaging, and it has to meet the requirements, or it has to answer the questions that people are looking for when they're searching your website, which, you know, in some cases could be a small amount of text. It could be graphics. Maybe your message is through graphics on your website rather than actual words. You know, it's very different to writing your home page and your About Me page and your services page than it is to writing a blog or an article. You know, when you're writing a blog or an article, it should be short, concise, and it should deliver good information that people can actually use almost immediately. You know, they often say, I was just reading an article this morning where they say that, you know, the best blogs are how-to blogs, or the best 10 tips on how to do something, because they actually deliver information that people can use almost straight away. So even, you know, writing, when you're developing those skills, your communication skills, you have to be organic and be able to change your writing skills according to who you're writing to and where you're writing it. You know, it's the same as when you're writing comments on people's, I don't know, LinkedIn posts, or you're writing comments on Facebook and so forth. You change your tone, you change the words that you use to suit that site or that social media site, definitely.
Okay, well, let's look at the next question, which is what can we do to communicate with impact and really make this great impression that we need to?
Okay, so as professionals, I guess we all need to remember that we are our own brand. You know, the word brand gets thrown around a lot, but ultimately the only person that can sell us is us. You know, whether we're a teacher, a doctor, a student, a lawyer, a salesperson, we need to develop our own communication skills so that we have the right impact and make a great impression all the time. So how do you do this? Well, you want to send the right message out. And generally, the most successful professionals will send out the same three messages all the time, and that's credibility, likability, and authenticity. Regardless of what industry you work in, they're the three words or the three things that you want people to know you for. You know, in the past, people would say just fake it until you make it type thing. Nowadays, you can't do that. People can see through that. You know, people can see that if you're not credible, and if you're not likable, people will not gravitate towards you and won't want to do business with you ultimately. So how do you do this? How do you make an impact? Well, it's about developing your professionalism, about developing who you are as a person. And for me, I know that when I coach people, I train three areas. Basically, we're looking at your visual presence. And your visual presence can mean anything from your dress, how you look visually, your body language, your eye contact, you know, how do you shake somebody's hand when you first meet them. Research, I did some reading this morning, and researchers at the National Research Council of Canada found that your appearance strongly influences other people's perceptions of your financial success, your authority, your trustworthiness, your intelligence, and your suitability to be hired or to be promoted. So your appearance or your visual presence is really, really vital when you're trying to make a great first impression. Often you don't get a second chance to make that first impression, so it's essential that you prepare yourself. And again, just like anything else, it takes time. It's a skill that you can learn, and then you just repeat it over and over again. So visual presence is important when you're trying to create a great impression. The next one, as we spoke about today, is communication and rapport. You know, you want to be a professional that people can't, you want to be the go-to person in your industry. You want to be, you want to be able to build that rapport with people so that they will contact you when they have business or when they want some information or when they know they've got a client that maybe could use your services. Communication is really, really important, and building that connection with people. You know, if we're just talking about verbal communication, well, we're talking about things such as your pitch and tone and volume, and all these can be developed and worked on. You know, when's the best time to pause in a sentence to add emphasis to what you're saying? You know, as a speaker, you learn all these type of things. But at all times when you're communicating, it's really important that you learn how to have a clear, concise message about what you're trying to say to people so that they don't walk away feeling a bit, you know, confused and a bit muddled, and not know what to say or not know what you're actually about. You know, good communication will help you build rapport. Sorry. It'll help you learn. And it's great, you know, if you can build those communication skills, then you can learn how to network better for, not just for yourself, but for your industry. I just need to cough. For your industry and for your business, you know, as a professional, your value to your company is greatly increased if you can build up this visual presence, these communication skills. You know, again, the national research found that when you combine appearance or visual presence that we spoke about, when you combine that with good communication skills, not only is others' perception of you affected, but their behaviour towards you is also influenced. So combining clothes and communication will determine whether or not others will comply with your request. It'll determine whether they trust the information you give. It'll help determine whether they agree or disagree with the decisions that you make. It pays a certain attention to salary and whether they should hire or not. So combining appearance and communication is really, really important, and building that rapport with people. I think the third thing to have a great impact and a great first impression, regardless of what profession you're in or what industry you work in, is you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in your inner strength and your confidence. You cannot sound credible and convincing if you lack confidence and self-esteem. You know, nobody is going to believe you if you don't believe yourself. And the attitude you bring to communication will have a huge impact on the way you compose yourself and interact with others. So you have to have a really good attitude about yourself. Otherwise, people will see through you. You know, all three, visual presence, communication and rapport, and inner strength and confidence, all three of these are vital to creating a great impact or a great impression when you're meeting people, whether it's on stage or whether it's at work or quite frankly 24/7. You know, yeah. You can't really have one without the other. You know, you can't have good visual presence and lack self-confidence in yourself, or you can't have really good communication skills and lack good visual presence. They actually all are webbed together. They're all interlinked. And in order for them to work, you have to actually develop all three of them all the time, with the ultimate aim that if you're developing all three, then you're sending a message that is always, again, credible, likable, and authentic. You know, that's the message, regardless, you know, whether you're working at eBay or Apple or at a school or at a hospital. These messages are all the same. So what you don't want to send is the wrong message. You don't want to make your words, your gestures, your facial expressions, your tone, you don't want to send mixed messages. So by consistently practicing and developing these skills, you'll create your own brand, who you are. You know, it's a bit like, you know, when you say, oh, Apple, you have an imagination in your head of who Apple is, or Disneyland, you already picture in your mind what Disneyland is. Well, it's the same for every professional. So when somebody says, you know, Adrian McLean, we should have a picture of a mind of who you are and what your brand or who you represent is. And that's for anybody, any professional, regardless of what age you are, or regardless of what industry and regardless of how much experience you have. You know, you need to develop, it's an ongoing process and you need to develop it all the time.
Well, that's such valuable information. Thank you, Cosmina.
Okay.
Because that sort of, if we work our message around being credible, likeable and authentic, and then keep working on the skills you mentioned about visual presence, communication and rapport, and then believing, having that inner confidence and believing in yourself, that will keep building the brand.
Absolutely. It builds your brand, and then it also builds the brand of the organisation that you work for. So it's in the best interest of your employer to help you develop who you are as a professional and develop your brand and your message. And as mentioned before, they need to be in sync. You know, they both need to work together all the time. Absolutely.
Well, the next question is the one that I ask everyone, which is, as a business owner, what's your advice about promoting a business by speaking?
The key to promoting your business by speaking is to have a clear, concise, relevant message to your audience. When you're speaking, you know what message you want to send out there. Practice via communication. Build your brand, and remember that you're promoting your business as, if you're promoting your business as a speaker, you are part of your business. So you have to represent that business in the best possible way. Again, by developing those professional skills, professional development skills, and linking them in with your product or service that you're selling. Ultimately, it's about being consistent. So if you're going to be a speaker, be consistent so that people expect a high standard from you, and they get that high standard and they get that message. You don't want them walking away saying, thinking, oh, what did that person just say? Or what were they speaking about? You want them to know exactly what you wanted to deliver, exactly what you delivered.
Well, that's fantastic advice. Thank you. So would you like to explain about Cosmina, your business, and what you do with the branding?
Yep. So I work with branding. I'm a brand specialist, but I consider employees as a vital part of any brand, any product or service that a business will sell. Whether you've got your own business or whether you work for a multinational, you are part of that brand. And my job is to work with you to build a productive, creative, profitable and sustainable brand of who you are. You know, as professionals, ultimately the thing that we have that nobody can take away is our professionalism and our brand as a person, our rapport, our reputation. We can change from one job to another. We can change within the industry. We can change within the organisation. We can change countries. But you will always take with you your professionalism and your brand. So my job is to help you develop that. We look at everything from visual presence to communication skills to building inner confidence. And I create customized programs for each person because we're all different. You know, we all have stronger qualities and weaker qualities than other people and than others. So we need to develop them in our own way. So as a personal and corporate image brand specialist, I work with you as an individual to develop your message. So yes, you can get a lot of this information from my website. You can check out my articles on there. There's lots of tips and helps. And definitely, if you have any questions, you're more than welcome to email me or call me. I'm happy to speak to you.
Yes. Oh, I know I follow your Facebook quotes and tips. They're fantastic.
Thank you.
Okay, well, that brings us to the end of our Friday Forum for today. Thanks, Cosmina, for your time and wonderful expertise in this area of communicating with impact. You've really widened the understanding of what communication is, and especially for people in the workplace and in business. So thank you so much for your time.
Again, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure. Anytime.
All right. Well, thank you. Okay. And that finishes our Friday Forum for today. Thanks for everyone for listening. And we look forward to seeing you on the 19th of September. All the best.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Bye, Cosmina.
Bye.